Thank you, thank you. Really touched.
感动。非常感动。
真的，讲到这个生日呢，其实生真的在生日的时候啊，常常来安慰我，鼓励我。我不知道大家有没有看到Henry Zhou在我们群里面发的那个 message， 有看到的举个手，可以吗？
Henry.
其实是前两天发的，但我今天早上才看见。 我好多时候很多的信息没看见，我就过去了。今天早上呢，我很早起来看，所以 Henry Zhou 他发一个信息。 我非常非常的感动。 我觉得这是神给我的一个生日礼物。 那是在鼓励我。你过去所做的一切，都是备受纪念。那长话短说呢，过去我们有一批年轻人、年轻的学生在这边，包括 Henry。 在这里信主受洗。但是后来呢，就是因着各样的原因，有的人需要回国，有的人。 Getting into trouble.
So things happened that some of them went back to China and some of them were getting into trouble.就是他们有一些问题。那有些人呢，也对教会和对我们牧者有很多的误解。So a lot of them have misunderstanding between us as a
pastor.那比如说其中一个就是说，他要做一些决定，做一些事情，我们领袖团队告诉他不能做。So
one of them, for example. But as the pastoral team, we decided it's not the best thing for him to do.
为了确保他能够听我们讲话呢，我们三个牧者团队的人呢，联名给他写了一封信，你不要做这个。So
to make sure that he doesn't do the thing that he wants to do, so three of our pastoral team leaders wrote a letter in the titles. Send it to him saying that please don't do that.
那这个年轻人不是Henry，是另外一个年轻人。So
this person is not Henry, someone else.
结果他来一封信，他说我的父亲、母亲逼迫我，你们也逼迫我，我一定要离开教会。But
so he wrote a letter back saying that my parents are persecuting me and so as you as a pastor, so I am going to leave.
所以呢，本来想我们三个人联名写信呢，就他就会听。结果三个人联名写信呢，他认为是更大的逼迫。At
first we thought if we wrote a letter in the name of the pastoral team, he would listen. But in the end, he felt it's a persecution.
It's a great persecution because three of you write together. Anyway, 这样的事情发生，有的这个最后陷到一些。 去很麻烦的事情里面，人家追追他，就像电影里面的追追杀他。So
some of them got into deep trouble. So even people were coming after them.
那半夜里面开车从东部过来的，敲我的门，我住在一起。So
they sometimes they drove in the middle of night to my house and knocked on my door.
有时候他们父母朝我要人。So
sometimes their parents would even call me and then asking me about their children.
不要告诉我爸爸我在哪里。But
they will say, "Oh, please don't tell my parents where am I."
但是爸爸说，王明牧师，你肯定知道他在哪里。所以我告诉这些弟兄，我说，你想要给你的爸爸联系，你不能让你的爸爸，让牧师一直在你爸爸面前撒谎，对不对？<笑>
I hope that you have to face your parents. You cannot ask me as a pastor to lie on behalf.
好多这样的事情，很有意思。 那有一些我们就是真的把年轻人交给主。So
a lot of times we just have to give up. I mean, so to put a bed in front of God.
其实他们对我们的误解，我们一点都没关系。So
for those who misunderstood us, we felt it's okay.
但是我们一直为他们祷告，就是相信主会保守他。
But we continue to pray for them so that a And we believe that God will protect them.
陆陆续续的，很多人都会写信过来说，啊，牧师，谢谢，谢谢教会。
So, one by one, they will start writing letters back to us, saying that, showing their appreciation.
那今天早上我看到亨利的信，我非常感动。
So this morning, when I read from Henry, I felt really touched.
那对我信心也是一个极大的鼓励。
And it's also encouraging.
为什么呢？你看到就是说神。开始的工作，他必然要完成。
Because we see that the work that God has started, He is going to finish.
所以我鼓励大家呢，就是不要失去信心。
So I encourage you to not lose hope.
今天我请这个卡尔牧师来，也是要鼓励大家的信心。
So today we're going to invite Pastor Cal to come and encourage us.
我相信新的一年是一个新的新的一年。
So I believe the new year will be a new start.
新爱心的一年，爱心更多爱心的一年。
So a year of love.
我相信每一个人呢，神都在向你讲话。新年有一个新的一个愿望。
So I believe God is speaking to each one of you that this year you will have a new heart.
我相信我们教会共通的一个呢，就是在信心和爱心上面。新的一年是要大大的要加增。
So a common thing that in our church is that in this new year, God will increase us both in our love and our faith.
好多的神迹奇事要在我们中间要来显现。
Signs and miracles will be in our church.
我讲到这个神迹奇事不仅仅是眼睛看得见的。
When I talk about signs and wonders, it's not just the thing that we can see with our naked eyes.
很多是看不见的，但是它是更重要的。
A lot of things are even if you don't see, but it's even superior.
就像亨瑞信里面写到的，生命的一种改变和神的一种这个守在他的身上。
Just like Henry has wrote that the life changing moments in his life, that how God's hand was laying on him.
但是神的这些神迹呢，在你的生命里面会有印记在。
But God will put signs in your life that you will see the signs and miracles.
你不会忘记。
And you will not forget.
你知道这是神做的。
You know that this is from God.
就像今天在我生日的这一天，神让我看到亨瑞的信息，这是神做的。
Just like today on my birthday, when I see a letter from Henry, I know that this is from God.
对于可能每一天哪一天看到何瑞的信息都一样，但对于我来说前两天就没看到，我今天就看到。
So maybe it makes no difference for you if you read it today or yesterday, but for me when I read it today on my birthday it is from God.
那事实上神就是这样，就是说不断地回来鼓励我们在信心里面来成长。
So it's just like that, God will continue to encourage us in that thing.
那我讲我的故事呢，要来鼓励大家。
So when I share my stories, I want to encourage you all.
也是常常用这种方式来鼓励我。
And a lot of times, God uses this kind of things to encourage you.
在特别的时间、特别的日期来鼓励。
At special time, special day.
去年生日的时候，也是一月五号，他用一个非常特别的方式来鼓励我。
So last year, on January 5th, and God also encouraged me.On a very, in a special way.
什么事情发生呢？就是好多牧者呢，就是从神领受，继续回到早晨这个五点钟的祷告，全球性的祷告。
So what happened was that a lot of the pastoral team has received from the Lord that they should pick up what they left behind and continue to intercede at 5 a.m.
那天早上呢，他们就说让我来带领。
So that day, they asked me to lead the prayer team.
其实我觉得我的这个呼召呢，可能不主要在这方面。早上起来祷告，五点钟起来跟大家一起祷告。
So I felt that I wasn't in that kind of leadership in leading people to intercede and pray at 5 a.m.
但是那天他们讲呢，我就去带。
But because they asked, so I went.
在那个前就是那天早上前天的夜里面呢，我做了一个梦。
So that day, the night before, I had a dream.
在梦里面呢，神在给我讲。
So in the dream, God was speaking to me.
他说：“你是我的儿子。”
He said, "You are my son."
你是我的真儿子。
You are my true son.
那我醒来，我知道是神在鼓励我。
So when I woke up, I knew that God is here to encourage.
但是我并不记得是我的生日。
But I didn't remember that was my birthday.
因为你知道，男人好多时候不记得生日。我只记得我太太的生日，但我的生日好多时候就忘记了。
So as a man, we don't usually remember our birthdays. I remember my wife's birthday, but I don't remember mine.
因为我如果不记得我太太的生日，我会有 trouble. 但是不记得我自己的生日没有 trouble.
Because if I don't remember her birthday, I will be in trouble. But it's okay for me to forget my own birthday.
但是有趣的是，神记得我的生日。
That God remembered my birthday.
所以我带羽毛这个带擦巾的时候呢，我就说，昨天夜里面神给我一个梦，就是说是真儿子，我就以这个真儿子作为一个题目呢，我就给大家分享。
So at the next day, so I share about my dream and how God told me that I was a true son. So as a true son, as a topic, I share about what I received.
分享完以后呢，所有的人都说，哇，这个就是真的新年里面神让我们要认定我们儿子的身份。
So after I share and all of this will come to agreement that this new year God wants us to recognize our identity again.
分享完了，我一看视频呢，今天怎么是1月5号，是我的生日呢？
After I share, I looked to the calendar. Oh, today is January 5th and my birthday.
所以就是神他鼓励我。
So God was there to encourage me.
感谢主，我就是跟大家分享的，就是说神会在新的一年。常常我相信给这样的迹象在你的生命里面，让你知道他和你同在。
So I want to encourage you all by sharing my story that in the new year God will be showing you by his signs.
我请Bonnie 上 Bonnie.
So can I invite Bonnie?
对不起没有介绍大家啊，欢迎每一位，欢迎再次的
新朋友。 So we'd love to introduce
you. 完了以后大家在 small group 完了以后再
一
起介绍。
Yeah, so you can introduce to each other.
那我为什么叫他上来呢？我刚才讲到好多东西神在向人显化是不是偶然的。
So why I asked her to come? Because as I shared earlier, when God speaking to you and it's not by chance.
就在两个星期前这个孩子呢帮我们来筹钱。
So remember a couple weeks ago, this little child came to draw the Christmas prize for us.
他自己呢，你自己是不是抽到你自己的名字？
She literally picked her name on, draw her own name out. And later on, we have a grand prize, and the name was also hers. Was that right?
那你们看着就说这是一个偶然的机会。
So it might seem to be a coincidence to you.
但我知道，就说这个孩子很特别。
But I knew that this child is very special.
那讲这个孩子他很特别呢，不是说别的孩子不特别，但是呢，我就知道这个孩子身上的特质呢，将会鼓励到很多的父母和孩子。
So when I talk about how special she is, I'm not saying that other children are not special. It's that the thing, the character that's in her is very unique.
你知道那些所有那天的礼物呢，都是他包的。
Because all the presents that we have prepared on the Christmas day was wrapped by her.
那天我们小组聚会呢，大人的聚会，他就把所有的礼物都包了。
So that day we have adult prayer meetings, and while the adults were having their meetings, she, as a child, was wrapping the Christmas presents for all of us.
而且她常常会提醒她的奶奶呢要祷告。
And she constantly remind the grandma to pray.
你知道吗？这个孩子是真的主。主也认得他。
So you know that she knows the Lord and the Lord knows her.
所以那天的这个大奖落在他的手里，不是没有原因的。
So when the grand prize fell on her, it wasn't by chance.
这叫做神迹。
This is called a miracle.
神迹在圣经里面有两个字。
So a miracle has two meanings in the Bible.
一个呢就是讲的 miracle， 就是那些很本来不该发生的，你认为不发生发生了。
So one meaning means miracles, like things that you do not expect to happen but it happened.
还有另外一个呢叫做迹象，就是英文翻译的 signs。
So the other meaning is signs.
那中文也把它翻作神迹。
So as Chinese also translated as miracle.
Sign 就是说你看到那个红绿灯的时候，那是一个 sign。要 stop.
So, for example, when you see the red light, you will stop.
他们到在这过去打仗的时候，你如果听到马蹄声，敌军已经到了，这叫那个马蹄声是 sign。
So during the wartime, when you hear the horse galloping, you know that the enemy is near.
当这个川普发令要刺杀伊朗的这个少将的时候呢，那是一个 sign。
So when Donald Trump asks the assassination of the Iranian commander, you know that's a sign.
就是很大的事情将要发生了。
So you knew great things is going to happen.
你看到狼烟的时候，你就知道战争要爆发了。
So when you see the smoke, you will see that the signs of the war is coming.
那生在我们生命里面呢？耶稣说，当你看到这个病人瘫痪里面起来的时候，这是一个 sign。
So in the Bible, when you see a lame start to walk, you will know this is a sign.
就是神的国已经临到了。
So that the kingdom of God has come.
那个圣经原文里面，神的指头在这个地方，就是指头在这个地方在医治这个人。
So in the original text means the finger of God is on that person.
神的指头在这个地方。
So the finger of God is on that.
所以这就是 sign.
That's a sign.
那在心里里面生，我们要经历很多的这种迹象 signs， 在你的心里面，你会非常清楚神在向你讲话。
So in this coming New Year, we will experience all the signs from God. You know that it was the thing of it is the thing of God.
因为时间不多了。
Because we don't have much.
神要预备他的儿女要面对前面一系列的世界上发生的一系列的事情。
Because God is preparing His children for what is going to happen in the future.
我们谢谢邦尼，你可以坐下，好吧？来，一个掌声。所以，我们今天呢，请这位老牧师呢，来为我们来见证神的这一个信实。
So we are going to invite our pastor to come and share how truthful that God is.
所以我现在请卡尔牧师上来。来分享。
Thank you. It is certainly a pleasure for me to be able to be in your midst this morning.
谢谢你，绝对是一个荣幸，今天能够来到你们的当中。
And when I was speaking to your pastor, he had suggested that what I shared today is something that was an encouragement to me, and also hopefully an encouragement also to you.
跟你牧师谈话的时候呢，他就说你的奉献希望成为众人的自己的鼓励，也是众人的鼓励。
When I came into this building this morning, it reminded me of how I started a church in 1988. It was in the same way that this one is started.
我今天来到这个建筑里面的时候，就想起我们当初在1980年代怎么样开始我们的教会，也是在一个学校的体育馆。
And then after some years, we wanted to buy a building so that we would be able to do greater ministry.
那过后呢？几年之后，我们就买了一个建筑，要做更多的事情。
But we didn't have any money.
但是那个时候我们是没有钱的。
And I had just returned from Africa, and the people had said, "There's this building available that you should be able that we need to buy."
那个时候我刚从非洲回来，他们就说，哎，这里面有一个建筑，你可以买。
We knew that we would be able to get a mortgage, but we also needed a down payment.
当然那个时候我们需要能够这个得到一个就是这个分期付款的能够贷到款还要的定金。
And so we walked around this building so we would pray just like the Israelites did when they walked around Jericho.
所以我们那时候就绕着这个新的建筑在祷告，就像以色列人绕着耶利哥城在祷告一样。
The only difference was we didn't want the walls to fall down. We wanted to buy the walls.
我们只是不同的呢，就是祷告不是让这个墙壁要倒塌，而是我们希望能够把它买下。
And at that particular time, there was a church in Vancouver that had declined, and that they decided they would sell their property.
那个时候呢，正好有一个教会呢，他们在温哥华的，他们就说有点走下坡路，他们愿意要卖掉这个建筑。
But they wanted their money then to go to a new mission that was starting someplace.
那个时候呢，就是他们想有那笔钱呢，去进行一个新的施工。
And so as we prayed, they offered us $500,000 for our new building.
所以当我们祷告的时候呢，他们就要我们出这个500,000的价。
We knew this was an absolute miracle from God.
我们知道就是说，这绝对是需要从神来的神迹。
And then after we had the building for some time, we knew we had to expand because we had no Sunday school space and we needed a fellowship hall.
那我们那个时候就说是需要真的需要主日学的地方，也需要这个大家交流的地方。
And when the architect drew the plans were about 2.2 million.
那当时的这个设计师呢，让他把一切精算完了以后呢，是2.2 billion.
Many of the people said, "We cannot buy. We don't have any money."
那很多人都说，我们怎么能买呢？我们没有钱的。
I said, "We need to buy something because we need some facilities here. We need to do something. Let's do it by faith."
我就说，我们需要一个建筑，我们需要一个地方可以来做我们的这个服饰。我们来一起祷告。
You see, if you take a step of faith, then it's God that has to do it. And when it happens, you know that He gets all the credit, the honor, and the glory.
你知道，当我们迈出信心的一步，当我们祷告，事情发生的时候，你知道，神就得到一切的荣耀。
So for 2 months, I had something in my mind that the Lord would want my family, my wife and I, to give $50,000 by faith.
那首先呢，就是说我们祷告的时候呢。就是我和我的太太呢有感动，想要垫上15,000块钱。
And therefore, if God doesn't give it, well, we don't give it. But if He provides for it, then we would give it. That's giving it by faith.
那反正我们就说当时就是信心，就是出了12,000块钱。
And when the committee said that we aren't able to build, we have no money, and I said, I've had this in my mind that my wife and I should give $50,000.
那我就说呢，我和我的太太呢，在脑子里面有这个印象，就是我们要献出5,000块钱来。
One of the members of the committee said, "Have you talked to your wife about this?"
有一个人在会中就说，你跟你的太太讲过这件事吗
？And I said, "No, I have not."
我说我没有，还没有。
But I said, "I think I'll have to now, since it was brought up here."
他就说因为你提醒我呢，我就是我不得必须要跟他商量。
By the time I got home, my wife was asleep, so I had to wait till next morning to tell her what I had suggested at the meeting.
当我回到家里的时候，我太太已经睡觉，我就等到第二天早上，我才告诉她这个会众所讲的话。
My wife always managed the banking, and she would always tell me, "Carl, we have to be a little careful so we can pay the bills." So she was careful with how the banking funds were, and we didn't have any money. When I said $50,000,
我的太太呢，常常非常的小心，她也懂得怎么样去来管理我们的财务、银行的账户。那当我讲到我要去奉献50,000块钱的时候，其实我们银行里是没有钱的。
I was sure she was going to say to me, "Are you crazy?"
我想那个时候她可能就会说，你是不是疯了
？And instead, she said, "Carl, I think we can do better than that."
但是呢，她说什么呢？她说，我觉得 Carl, 我们可以做得更好。
I almost fell off my chair.
我差点从椅子上掉下来。
Because I knew that did not come from my wife; that had to come from the Lord.
我知道的，她讲这个话不是从她自己来的，肯定是从神来的。
And so I shared again with the congregation. We're going to need to build by faith, and I will give $50,000 by faith. And I want to encourage you to do some of the same by faith.
那我就告诉会众，我说我们还是要这样做。我的太太告诉可以，我们出5万。我知道我们也是信心，但是呢，我鼓励大家都要有信心。
And so the congregation voted 96%. Let's build by faith.
结果呢，整个会众我们就投票呢，就是96%的人说我们开始以信心来建这个建筑。
I knew that that vote was a miracle in itself, and that had to come from the Lord.
我知道那样一个投票96%呢，这本身就是一个神迹。
I have a nursery which is plants and trees, and I live on 10 acres.
那我呢有10个 acre 的一个地呢，我在那里就是种树。
I expected that God would send lots of people to buy trees so that I would have $50,000 to give to the church.
那我想呢，神就可能就是裁派很多的人买我的树呢，我就可以5万块钱给教会。
God didn't do anything like that at all.
这实在是一点也没有这样做。
Instead, there was a nursery in the valley, the largest in the valley, that went bankrupt.
那事实上呢，那个时候最大的一个苗圃呢，就最后就破产了。那个时候。
And so I went to the auction sale to buy plants because I had plants and places to plant them in my field.
那他们就拍卖呢，我就去拍卖会呢，就买他们要卖的那些树苗。
But I didn't know what these plants were because you didn't see them. You sat in a room like this and you bought them from a book.
那个时候我并没有见过那些真实的苗，什么苗，我只是在书上看到。
And the names of the trees were not in English, they were in Latin, the botanical names.
那些树的名字呢，不是用英文写的，是用拉丁文写的，是这个 botanic names。
So I had no idea what these trees were that they were selling.
那其实我不认识那些树，他们卖的什么树。
But I knew that the people that were buying them, that I would divide the number, and they would tell me right away that they would pay $25 to $30 for the group of trees they bought.
当然他们就给我卖的亲手要弄的人呢，就是说25块钱、30块钱，他会告诉我这个是做什么。
Later on in the sale, these same Latin words came along, but there weren't many people at the sale anymore.
那后来呢，就是卖的时候呢，那些拉丁文的名字又显现，但是好多人就不买。
So I was bidding on these trees. I paid $3.70 for them.
最后呢，我就是3块钱就把那些就买下来。
But I hadn't a clue what tree I had bought.
那但是我不知道我买的树是做什么。
And I bought lots of trees like that.
我就买了很多很多的树。
And when I finished, they gave me my bill, and I had spent $35,000.
但最后我买完以后呢，他们把这个账单给我，我花已经花了35,000块钱。
I thought, what have I done? Because I didn't know where I would get the money from.
我就想，我说我糟了，我做了什么？我不知道这35,000块钱从哪里来。
I drove home. I was sick, but I remembered 15 years ago we had a line of credit at the bank for $15,000.
那我那天呢就生病了。我回到家里边，突然想起来，就是15年前呢，我们有一个这个 line of credit 是有一些钱在里面。
So the Monday morning, I phoned the bank to see if it was still alive and if I could use it again.
所以早上起来打电话给银行呢，说那些 line credit 是不是很有效，我可以用呢？
My neighbor who also had a nursery, he said, "You buy a couple of lots of plants for me because I can't go to the sale." So I went to tell him I bought him some plants.
那我的邻居呢，也是让我带他去那个。拍卖会呢，买一些树苗，我就也替他买。
I told him also that I bought all these other plants and I have $35,000.
我也告诉他，我说我卖了另外的一些苗呢，就是35,000块钱。
He said, if you allow me to buy some of the plants that you bought at your price, then I have $10,000 I could give you.
他说，你如果允许我买你那个树苗里面其中一部分的话。我有10,000块钱，我可以奉献出来。
And the bank told me I could still use the $15,000. That made $35,000.
而且银行呢告诉我，这个 line credit 15,000还可以用，所以这就成25,000了。
So
35,000。
I was sitting in the bank asking them to see if I could sign for the money, and my wife phoned me. She had come from the U.S. and she was in town, and she said, "Where are you?" I said, "In the bank."
那我在银行里面坐着跟他们处理这些事情的时候，我的太太从美国打电话来说你在哪里？我说我在银行里面。
She said, "I'll come and meet you there." I said, "Oh, that's too bad."
我到银行里面去找你，我说哦，这下糟了。
What is she going to say when I spend $35,000?
我不知道她要讲什么，我就这样随便花了35,000块钱。
And when the lady across the desk from me said, "How much of the 25,000 do you want?" I said, "I'll take it all."
他就说, 你的这个 line credit 就是 25,000 里面你要抽多少? 我说我全抽。
My wife looked at me and she said, "What did you spend?"
太太就是, 那你花到哪里了?
I said, "I spent 35,000.
我说我花了35,000.
She would have said something, but since the lady was sitting across from me, she didn't say anything. And whenever I do something crazy or something she thinks is rather stupid, she always phones our son and tells them what I did.
如果我做了任何的事情，他不同意的话，他就打电话给我的儿子，说我做了这个，做了那个。
And I thank God for my son. He said, "Mom, don't you worry about it. Dad will triple his money."
我的儿子呢告诉他，他说，妈妈，你不要担心，爸爸会让这个翻三倍这些钱。
I bought some trees for $1.
我当时买的呢，一个树苗一块钱。
I sold them in the United States for $50 US money. This sale was in February, and the 1st of June we wanted to build. I needed 50,000 by the 1st of June.
我卖的时候呢是二月份，那六月份呢我们就开始工地的建筑了。
By the 1st of June, I didn't have 50,000. The Lord provided the 50,000 to sell those trees for $50.
所以大家在六月份的时候呢，我没有钱，但是神很明显就是真的是提供了这个五万块钱。
I knew that was a miracle.
我非常清楚这是一个神奇。
The people in my congregation knew it was a miracle.
那我的会众里面的人知道这是一个神奇。
And they started to tell me, "Maybe we should start giving by faith also."
他们就说，哎，我们也可能需要以信心的一步呢跨出来要给。
Then we started to build. 2.2 million the architect had for the plan.
那我们就开始建造，因为那个工程师呢，当时估计估算是两百二十万。
We raised in the congregation about 200,000.
但是呢，就是我们那时候就是得了二十万，就是说从会众里面呢，当时捐款二十万。
That meant that we still had 2 million that we had to somehow arrange for.
那其实呢，我们还缺200万。
We knew we could get a mortgage for 1 million.
那我们当时知道从银行里面可以贷一个分期付款是一百万。
The director of the program said to me, "We're going to bring that down under 1 million that is still left. For 2 million, it'll be under 1 million."
那后来就说，他们说再把它弄低一点，就是一百万。
As we were building, he would ask the suppliers of the materials, like the lumber company, "Would you consider giving us some lumber, and we will give you a tax receipt in kind for what you give us, because we're a charity?"
那他就告诉这个给我们提供木材的建筑师，木材的商，就说你如果给我们一个特别的一个价格的话，我们给你一个这个退税的手续，因为我们是教会，是可以免税。
One man gave us $100,000 of materials, and he wasn't even a believer.
那个人呢，提供给我们10万块钱的建筑材料，他甚至不是一个基督徒。
He said, "I guess it's time I do something for the community."
他说，这是到时候了，我要为这个community， 为我们社区做一点好事了。
But he said, "You cannot use my name in any of your materials to thank me, because I don't want half of Langley to come after me for a handout."
他就说，但是你不要写我的名字，我不写了，所以有人问我来要免费的材料。
$100,000 of material, that's a miracle.
那你说10万块钱的材料，那是一个神奇。
We had so many miracles that it came down under $1 million that we only had to borrow.
那最后呢，就是说这么多的生机法则呢，我们整个接棚只需要接少于100毛。
The only thing I wish we had done that I had assigned someone in the congregation to write down all the miracles because it was over $1 million worth of miracles.
因为我需要一个人专门记录这些生气，非常的需要，因为是一百万从哪里来的。
And when you know that happens, you know God did it, and He's the one we can then give all the glory and the praise and the honor.
那这当这些事情发生的时候，那就知道这是神亲自做的，我们要把荣耀归给他。
Two and a half years ago, or 2016 in June, my wife passed away.
那两年前就是2016年呢，我的太太去世了。
Rather suddenly and unexpectedly, and within 3 days, she was gone.
那三天呢，很突然的她就去世了。
And the hospital called me in the morning, and said, "Have you talked about resuscitation, about your wife? She had a downturn."
那就说当时在医院里面呢，就说要不要让你的太太呢，就说我们接上广子，让她就说怎么样让她活过来。
I said, "No, we haven't. But whatever you do, do it to keep her alive."
那我们就说你要做任何的事情呢，你就让她活着。
And I hurried to the hospital, but by the time I got there, she had passed away.
当我进到医院的时候呢，她已经去世了。
The doctor came to me and he said, "We did everything we could, and we could not save her."
那个医生就告诉我们做了任何我可以做的事情，但是她不能留下。
And I thought, she's in the hospital. The best doctors, the best care, the nurses, the best equipment in the world is there. And they couldn't save her.
那我就想她在医院里面有最好的设备，最好的大夫，但是她没有办法让她活着。
And then I knew the Lord took her home.
那我知道呢，神把她接到天家。
And so there wasn't any discussion because you don't argue with the Lord.
那个时候我也没有任何的说什么，因为我不跟神来争论。
I wanted her death then to be a positive and not a negative.
我想她的这个过世呢，要成为一个正面的，不是一个负面的。
I did something that you might consider very strange.
我做了一些事情呢，你可能觉得很奇怪。
I went into her room after she had passed away. None of the other family members wanted to join me, so I went by myself.
那当她这样去世的时候呢，这个家人不想跟我一起进去，我就一进去。
And I took my Bible with me.
我就带着我的圣经。
And I read Psalm 23.
我就读了这个诗篇23篇。
I read it out loud, not for my wife's sake. She couldn't hear it anymore.But for my sake,
那我不是为我的太太，因为她听不见了。但是我为了我自己，我就读23篇。
It begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I knew I needed a shepherd now to lead me through this challenging time."
那因为第一节就说是耶和华是我的牧者，我知道我需要牧者带领我走过这些挑战。
But I especially wanted to focus on verse 4.
那我特别的呢，记住在第四节。
For it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death."
虽然我行过死荫的幽谷。
I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
我却不怕遭害，因为你和我同在同行。
It began at the beginning, "Yea, though I walk through the valley."
虽然我行过死荫的幽谷，虽然我行过。
My wife went into the valley of death, but she didn't stay there, and she didn't have to work her way out or pay her way out, because the Bible says she will take her through it.
那我的太太虽然是经历了死荫的幽谷，但是她不会待在那，因为神说，圣经说呢，她要带她走过。
I wanted so to be with her when she passed away.But she was gone before I got there.
那我很喜欢跟她在一起，但是呢，她在我前面走了。
But it wasn't important that I was there. It was much more important that God was there.
那最不重要的不是说我一定要跟她在一起，但是最重要的是主和她在一起。
Because I couldn't take her to heaven, but he could and he did take her to himself.
你知道我不可能把我的太太带到天堂里面，但是呢，神能够也一进把她带到天堂。
And with that song, I could walk from her room, and God gave me peace.
那因着这样一个圣经的话语呢，我能够进到她的房间，神也给我极大的平安。
And now someone had asked me if I would be able to help or my church would help to be able to build a church for the Maasai people in Kenya, Africa.
那个时候呢，有人就提议能不能，我们就在非洲和这个 Maasai 那个地方呢建一个教会。
The Maasai people they roam the land with cattle, and they're known as the cattle people.
就是他们的呢，很大块土地上就是在养牛，牛跑来跑去。
And this Maasai man gave 6 acres because he wanted his tribe to know Jesus.
那有一个人呢，他就奉献出来六个公顷，英亩的这个地，他就希望那边的人呢认识耶稣。
So I said to this Kenyan man that had asked me, he was a member of my church, in Langley.And I said, maybe I build it in memory of my wife.
那这个人呢，曾经就是我们狼里的会员。那我就说，也许我就为了纪念我的太太，我那年建个教会。
And then some people from Abbotsford went and built it, so I just had to pay for the materials.
那所以有一些 Abbotsford 的弟兄姐妹就那年去建教会，我呢需要来就是筹集资金。
And then in the summer of 2018, I was invited to come to preach for the dedication.
在那个奉献教会的那天呢，那个礼上面呢，就2018年呢，我要在那边夏天去讲道。
I took my daughter and my two granddaughters with me because I knew it would change their lives when they would be there.
我就带领着我的女儿和她的两个孩子呢去了那边，我知道神会。借着这个经历改变他们的生命。
You can't go to Africa and come home the same. You will be changed.
你去了非洲再回来，人就不会再一样，你会被改变。
So I also wanted to give this man who gave the 6 acres, I wanted to give him a gift because I was so blessed by building the church and being able to bring my family for the first time.
那我就感受到神借着这些事情呢，祝福了我和我的家。我愿意给这个奉献土地的这个人一个礼物。
I have traveled many times to Africa and to Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. My wife would never travel with me.
我呢，在这个苏联啊、喀扎斯坦啊，好多地方我都有心去服侍，但是我的太太不跟我去服侍。
I had told her some stories I should have never told her.
我告诉了他们一些故事呢，我不应该告诉他那些故事。
So she decided she would stay at home and pray while I go.
他就决定在家还是为我祷告比较好。他当我去的时候。
And I knew I needed prayer because there was one time I was close to death. They were going to get rid of me, but I knew God spared me.
但是曾经我在宣教的过程里呢，就是真的非常的需要祷告，因为有一次那些人。试图要除掉我，但是我就知道需要有人为我祷告。
But I never told my wife that story.
但是我从来没有告诉我太太这个故事。
Because I was pretty sure she would be worried much more.
那如果我告诉她的话，她会为我更担心。
But now I could take my daughter and my grandchildren, and it changed their lives incredibly.
那现在呢，我可以带着我的女儿和孙子呢去那边。真的，他们的生命得到极大的改变。
But I want to give this man a gift. And what do you give him? And I asked Kenyans, what should I give this man?
就是说我呢，就真的非常感谢这位奉献土地的人，想给他一个礼物。我就问肯尼亚的这个人，需要给这个人什么样的礼物呢？
And so they said, well, he's a Maasai. You give him a cow.
他说这个马赛人呢，你最好的礼物就给他一个。一头牛。
I said, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to give him a bull that is a very good bull that will improve his herd.
那就是我呢要给他一个好种的一个公牛，这个是更好的一个礼物，会让他将来的牛群变得更好。
I asked my friend in Abbotsford, can you find somebody in Kenya that could buy me a good bull? He said, sure.
我就问我的朋友在肯尼亚，他说你能不能买一头很好的公牛？
He said, he found the bishop of the Pentecostal church who is a Maasai man and used to be a cattle herder and he knew where he could find the best bull in the country.
他说那边这个神召会的一个牧师呢，原来就是马萨斯养牛的人，我要找他。
So when I was preaching at the dedication of the church,
所以在奉献教会的那天呢，我在讲道的时候
，They brought the bull and they let it out on the 6 acres during the service.
那他就把那个礼物，就是那个公牛呢，带出来，就在那六亩地上面走来走去。
So I called the Maasai man up after the service. I said, "We have a special gift to give you."
那我就把这个玛莎这个人呢叫出来，就说我们有一个特别的礼物要给你。
First, before I wanted to give him, tell him about the bull, which would be quite astounding to him. I wanted to give him. See, the Maasai can't read because they don't go to school. They graze their cattle all the time.
你知道，我第一个我想给他一个惊喜，就是我给他一个公牛。另外呢，他们是不读书的人。他们那边不读书，不能读任何的书。
So you can't bring him a Bible because he can't read it.
但是呢，你不能给他一本圣经，因为他们读不了。
And I had just learned about solar Bibles.
所以那时候呢，我们学习用这个叫做太阳能的圣经。
I don't know if you've ever seen a solar Bible. This is a solar Bible.
那这个叫做一个太阳能的圣经。
On this Bible is the entire Old and New Testament in voice, so they can listen, because they can't read, they can listen to it in the Swahili language, which is the language of most East African countries.
这个太阳能圣经里面呢，就是用声音呢录下来全部的新约和旧约，是用他们的语言，就是东非的语言。
And because some of them obviously don't go to school, they may not know the language of the country. So the New Testament is on here also in voice in the Maasai language.
那有些人呢可能不太懂东非的那个语言，但是他们那个不住的马赛的那个语言呢，新月也录在里面。
On the back side, you see this silver. That's when it's turned over, and the sun shines on this and keeps it powered up.
在背面呢是白色，因为接受太阳光呢，它就充电。
In Africa, they have a lot of sun, so because they don't have electricity where the Maasai are living.
在这个马萨部族呢，就是没有电，但是呢有很多的太阳能，所以充电没问题。
And for the Maasai, watching cows eat grass every day is like watching paint dry.
就是他们天天就看着牛背。就是看着他们吃草，就是他们的生活。
So you may as well listen to something while you're watching the cows eat grass.
但是在你看着牛吃草的时候，最好他听见什么东西。
What I found amazing, the man whose voice is on here for the Maasai language, because he had to read the entire New Testament so it could be put on a phone.
但是就是
he was at the dedication.
但非常惊奇的一件事情就是说，这个录音录到全部的新月用马萨这个画的那个人呢，那一天我们奉献礼的时候就在那。
And when I offered the man, not only we give him some Bibles, we offered him the bull. There was an absolute gasp went through the whole congregation.
但是我把这个公牛还有这个一批这样的圣经送给他们的时候呢，当时的会众真的就是哗然。
Because the Maasai could not believe that you don't give such a big gift to anybody.
因为这些马萨的人呢，不会相信人会送这样贵重的礼物。
But I wanted him to be blessed because he was blessing the whole Maasai tribe by offering 6 acres so he could build a church there.
那因为我希望这个人受到祝福，因为他用他的土地祝福了他们所有的乡民。
And when I said I wanted my wife's death to be a positive, now they asked me to bring a picture of her to put up in the church because it was in memory of my wife.
那些人呢就说要因为是为了纪念我的太太，我就带一张照片去放在教会。
I had already been in Tanzania, the country next door, 6 times.
那个时候我已经去了坦桑尼亚六次了。
I was invited in 2001 to preach at a crusade.
在2001年的时候，我在一个大都道会里面我也讲道。
It happened to be exactly 40 years after Billy Graham preached in the same city.
那时候我讲道的时候，正好是比利格里汉在那边讲道40年的周年。
The church there, my church body, there were 2.7 million in that little country following the Lord Jesus Christ.
在那个小小的地方就有220万的人在跟随耶稣。
10 years later, 5 million.
10年以后变成了500万人信耶稣。
So the year before last, when I was there, I said, how many now? 6 million.
那一年的时候我在那里，他说已经600万人信了主。
In Canada, the churches are declining. In Africa, Tanzania, they are growing.
在加拿大呢，教会好像走下坡路，但是在那一年呢，就非洲呢就拼命的在增长。
A year ago today, I got an email from Tanzania. We are going to build a new Christian university at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro. It's the largest mountain in all of Africa.
那我就去年就是这个时候呢，一年前呢，我就接到一个信息，他们要在那边建一个最大的一个大学。
Would you consider building the chapel at that Christian university in memory of your wife?
你想想，就说在那个地方，在大学的礼堂里面建一个教会，来纪念你的太太，是多么。
I said, how much is it going to cost? Can I even manage it?
那我就问他们说，那费用要多少呢？
For the 3 weeks I was waiting for an answer, I had one Bible verse in my head from Psalm 50. It said, the Lord owns the cattle on 1,000 hills.
我当天在登他们的回信的时候呢，有一个经文就是诗篇第50篇，在我的脑子里面回信，就是说，千山的牛眼都是神的。Which
means there isn't anything that the Lord can't do.
也就是说呢，神不可能不会做任何的事情。So
I didn't get an answer, so I phoned my friend in Tanzania, and I said, I need to know if I can manage it. Can you give me a price?
那我就打电话给坦桑尼亚的朋友说，我知道这个价钱，我需要知道怎么样去筹划。He
said, I will talk to the bishop today.
他说今天要跟这个那边的bishop牧师要的钱。Because
Tanzania is 10 hours difference from here, the bishop phoned me after midnight.
那有个10小时的时差呢。
I was fast
yesterday. 那是最快的时间。
But when he gave me the price, I woke up.
当他给我讲到这个价格的时候，我突然就醒了。He
said, because I paid 30,000 for the Maasai church in Kenya, and he said, this is 300,000.
我三十万的这个建了这个那边的教会呢，这个是300万。
Now I said to him,
三十万，那个是3万。
Because I had experienced in my church all those miracles when we built, how could I say no? I would have to say, by faith, we will do it.
我经历了那么多的神迹，我也不能说不去见，我就说我们凭着信心见。
If I would have said no, it would be saying, God, you used all your miracles up when you built our church at Walnut Grove, and your miracle bag is now empty.
那我如果说不见的话，意思就是说，神啊，你过去的神迹把你的东西都用光了，现在你没有能力见下面这个。God's
miracle bag is never empty.
那神的这个袋子里面，出神迹的这个袋子，从来都不会空的。And
that's why I had to say yes by faith, because it would be God who would be raising the money.
那我就给他们说了 yes， 因为神会筹集这个金钱。
What I didn't know, he gave me 300,000 US, which means 400,000 Canadian. When I found that out a couple of weeks later, I said, well, if God can raise 300,000 US, he can raise 400,000 Canadian.
那当时他给的我的是美元的数目是这个30万，但是后来一算加一点的话，大概是40万，我相信是也40万能够筹集起来。
I shared my story with many people, and they said, we would like to be a part of it. And last May, this was from January to May, we sent the first 150,000 Canadian dollars. They like it more in American dollars. It works better in Tanzania. This month, we will send another 100,000 American this month.
这个月呢，我们会把10万美元再送去。
Who gets all the glory for that? It's the Lord that has been raising it miraculously. I could tell you so many miracle stories of how money has come that it just is amazing to me.
那谁会接受荣耀呢？就是神。我跟你会讲了很多很多的故事，神怎么样来抽集这些资金。
I share these stories with you because we could tell God is a miracle God even yet today.
神是一个行神迹的神，包括今天。
And so I want to challenge you sometime. Pray that God would open the doors for you to do a miracle by faith and see that He is so real in our life today.
所以今天呢，我就鼓励你呢来祷告。 让神行神迹在你的生命里面来行神迹。
God bless you all. Close in the word of prayer, if you would, in Chinese.
我想让他奉献一下。
He wanted me to share the story because where I live is some 10 acres, and how did I get 10 acres? Well, I
live. 就是他现在住在一个10个英亩的地上。 就是我就向他分享一下，这是跟他的家人有关的一些故事。
My daughter wanted a horse.
那个时候呢，多年前我的女儿想要一匹马。
I said, well, where are you going to keep a horse if you have a horse?
我就说你要一匹马，哪里去养马呢？放哪里呢？
She was 11 years old, and she said, we'll keep it under the deck, Dad.
他就是，哦，那时候11岁，他说马来了就把它放在这个 deck 下面就好。I
knew she was a city girl, certainly not a farm girl.
我就知道她是一个城市里面长大，城里人，她不是一个乡里人。I
said the horse needs a place to eat and to run.
我说马需要吃的地方，需要跑的地方。
And at that time, I was directing the Lutheran evangelistic movement in Canada, and I traveled all over the country, so I wasn't home a lot.
那时候我是带领这个路德会的这个所有传福音的运动，我到处在旅行，在加拿大，我在家的时间很少。
I told her if she wanted a horse, she should pray for one, and I thought that would take care of it. It would never happen.
我就搪塞了一下说，你要一个马呢，你就祷告我，其实。
Every time I came home, she would have the Abbotsford paper with the land, and she would show me the land that was for sale. We could buy the land for the horse to run on.
他每次我回家呢，他就拿着这个Abbotsford的这个地图呢，说哪个地方有土地在卖，我要让马在那边跑。
And then she would say to me, "Is it too much, Dad?" And I would say, "Oh, yes." She would say, "Well, go bargain them down."
他就看看这个家说，爸爸是不是太贵了？我说当然是太贵了。他说那你就去讨价还价了。One
day she found where I am today, and I looked at it. I said, "That's a mistake. I'm sure it's a mistake." She said, "Go check it out, Dad."
那后来呢，就找到我们现在住的那块地方，我就看了价钱，我觉得可能是有些错误。他说，你爸爸你去check out 就是去。 查一下，看看。
It was not a mistake, and I bargained the man down for his mistake. Got it cheaper yet.
结果呢，真的不是一个错误。那我甚至讲价，他又降了一点。
And so she got her horse then.
那个时候呢, 她就买了她的马。
It was an answer to her prayers as an 11-year-old girl. She knew God answered her prayer.
那个时候她11岁生,真的听了她的祷告,真的听了她的祷告。
I paid $70,000 for that 10 acres. That was in about, I'm trying to think, around in the, about 1985, something in there. Maybe, today, it's worth about $1.5 million. Because I have a house on it too.
今天我又盖了房子，大概有150万的价值。
And lots of nursery trees.
有很多的树木在里面。
I put in my will today because I know it's the Lord who had given it to us, that when it is sold, the money will be used to go to Africa.
那今天呢，我写了遗嘱，我知道的是从神而来。今天的，所以我如果怕去世的话，所有的卖的东西都要去非洲。
Because I know that if the money is used there, when I get there to heaven, I'll see a lot of people that had come to heaven because they used it so that many people would know about Jesus.
如果钱去了那个地方，我到天堂的时候，我会看见好多人因着我的奉献呢，他们也会去天堂，我会很高兴。
When I took the opportunity of taking $400,000 for this chapel, I said to my daughter, I have peace. God is going to make it work. She said, so do I.
那时候呢，在那边建这个新的教堂，就是在那个大学里面的时候呢，有40万家园的时候呢，我说我心里面有平安。我的女儿说，我也很有平安。It's
always so nice to know that when your children can follow in the steps that you have followed in the Lord, what a blessing it is for them.
那最大的祝福就是看到孩子们跟随你的脚步来跟随神，那是最大的祝福。哎，哇，Thank you, Pastor Carl. <音><音>我们有没有被鼓励啊？还有一个问题，再听听。 Can I invite Pastor Carl to pray a prayer for our congregation, for our spiritual family, to impart for the new year faith. Faith in every way, especially, you know, step out with faith in many areas. And for you, especially when we work out, the finance will follow when we do God's work. Let's stand up and open your heart, open your hands to receive the blessing.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father,
我们这个亲爱的主,
as we begin the new year in this congregation,
当我们新的一年，我们新教会进入一个新的时期的时候,
I pray that you will pour your Holy Spirit mightily upon its people and its leadership.
我祷告圣灵大大的浇灌这里的会众，还有他们的领袖们。May
they be able to step out in faith and do what they see is impossible by themselves, but with you knowing nothing is impossible.
当他们这个有信心的步伐踏出去的时候，在人看来不能的事情，在你都要发生。And
especially, Lord, we pray that many of the Chinese people in this community would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior through this group of believers.
通过这群人，我们祷告，很多的中国人在这个地方的都要来信主。Open
the doors for many that they may be able to hear that there is a worship gathering here, and they would come to hear what God has to say to them.
让开门，让更多的人知道这个地方有敬拜，让他们一起来认识神。
And may each of the people in this congregation step out in faith in asking a friend, a neighbor, a relative to come and join them here at worship.
让这边的每一个弟兄姐妹能够来跨出去一步，让他的亲戚朋友或者一个邻居能够来到这里一起来敬拜你。
And may they make the list of people that they would pray for in order to hear the God's word and respond to it by faith.
让他们也是每一个人可以来写一个单子，把这些人的名字写在上面，为他们祷告，让他们要认识主。
Father, you asked us to ask, and we are asking, and you said if we ask, you will answer. We trust you now for your answer.
父啊，你说过你要我们来祈求，祈求就得着。我们今天在你面前祈求，主啊，你必然会来答应。
Bless us as we go forth in 2020 by the power of your Spirit. And in Jesus' name we pray that.
当2020年我们走出去的时候，踏出去的时候，愿你的圣灵带领我们，愿你的圣灵来大大的恩膏我们，耶稣基督的名祷告。
And all God's people said, Amen.
所以会众说 Amen, Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 主啊，是的，主。我们接受这样的祝福，接受这样的祷告，愿这个信心路德会的传承也大大的加在我们的身上。May the inheritance of Faith Lutheran Church also come upon Church of Zion. We receive them. You said if you receive a prophet, you receive prophet's blessing. And Lord, 主啊，我们今天你说过，接受先知就要接待他所有所带的。主啊，是的，我们感谢你，赞美你。今天这个信心路德会的这一恩膏，也要在我们的教会来大大的运行。主啊，我们为这些长辈献上我们的感恩，为我们所有前面行的长辈们献上感恩。主啊，为各个宗派、教会都要献上感恩。We thank you for all the denominations work faithfully with you, and all the blessings and inheritance and impartation. Thank you for the forefathers.And the church fathers walking ahead of us. Lord, you also bless Pastor Carl and what he is doing and the church in Africa. And may he be blessed, his heart be blessed when he sees many, many spiritual children growing up and many come into the kingdom of God and knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord.And may his wife in heaven be also comforted. And may you grant Pastor Carl great health as long as he lives. He lives a joyful and life with strength, not just planting trees, but these trees are going to each tree. Behind the tree, there's a life, a human life. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bless your name.In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. 大家可以分组来为一些事情来为今天的信息来祷告，好不好 ？Thank you.